Today's learning shall be an issue of Chaim Eliza Shem Shaya Yemoshe and Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Zeril Yisra Menachar Moshe Yischus for Shlomo Chaim Moshe Malkam and Brachah Basar Malkam at Yitzchak and Fegel Dina and Yischus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Simen Ayin Reish Hey Sif Dalad is where we are up to. Continuing this topic of candles on Shabbos and what you can do, what you cannot do. So as we mentioned yesterday, that there are a number, although the Mechaber started off that you can't Shema Yata, there's a number of different situations that it would be, and if we do run into a situation that we have to use a candle on Shabbos, if we can mitzaref some of these, it would be okay. Mainly, our candles today, it's a wax. Our candles are very high quality. They don't have the problems that were mentioned. We are not used to being Shema Yata, so here's another one. Says the Mechaber, same line of reasoning, sift out. Adam Chashiv, somebody who's an Adam Chashiv, she ain't darke b'choy lahatas. He usually, if he's such an Adam Chashiv, that if his candle needs to be bent, he has somebody there who does it for him, or he's using the kind of candles that's not necessary. Mut b'chol gamnik, he's allowed to do it. Why? As we said, what is the reason for this gezerah? The reason for this gezerah is because it's something that's second nature. But for this Adam Chashev, it's not second nature. Therefore, he's allowed to do it. Let's see the Mishmaru. She'ain darkei perish. Shebaruhu she'ain darkei af beis alimid. He's very positive that he never does it, even while he's learning and while he's engrossed in something. If the guy's not sure, does he do yata or does he not do yata? That doesn't work. The yesh gamba Adam Chashev shedarkei lahatz b'chol. Some very Chashev people also would, while they're learning, they would correct the candle in order to give them more light. When it came to learning Torah, he didn't treat himself as an Adam Chashev. He just treated himself as a regular person. This Adam Chashev doesn't work today. Because they're engrossed in something, they do bend the candle because it's not considered, it was no longer considered derogatory to lean your own candle in order to make it burn better. So there became second nature that even an Adam Chashev would do it. Again, as we mentioned, to us it is a little bit of a tziruf because we don't, our second nature is not to bend the candle. On the contrary, if we are reading to a candle, it's almost like a reminder of Shabbos. If you have a number of tzerufin, it's a wax candle, it's you don't generally do it, you're able to go do it. Now, sifhei, this could be a little negeir for those of you, if you have a fireplace at home, or if you're away someplace in a winter lodge that is a fireplace, this could be negay a little bit. Says the Mechaber, Mimedura, when you have a large bonfire, a large flame, Vafila asara ke'echad en kairit, even if you got 10 people reading the same thing, you can't do it. Why? Mishum dehoil v'yoyishum rechaykim zamizeh. You don't sit when you're sitting around a fire, a fireplace, you're not sitting right next to each other, you're sitting separated. V'oyit shezanvoy se'udim smuchim lahem. You have little twigs that are burning, that are near you, and those give light. That if I'm going to go, if you are going to, if you're sitting next to me, but we're not so close to each other, we're not so being ma'ayin together in the same thing, we each have our own part of the fire that's giving us the light, you're not going to notice when I go ahead to brush off some of the black on the twig next to me in order that it should burn better and give me more light. So unlike in the first case when where it's a candle and there's two people reading out of one sefer together, if I go ahead and I'm going to bend the candle, the person reading with me is going to realize it right away and is going to stop me. Over here, we don't have that solution. Let's see the Mishabura and Kairat Salaima. Even if it's the same kind of situation that when it came to the candle, it would have been mutta. Over here would not be mutta. That if I ask someone, do me a favor, can you stand charge and make sure that I'm not going to touch any of these udim that are burning, it would not, then it would be okay. This is, hold on, we learned much earlier that I'm sorry, we got to learn in the next simon, in Reish Ayin Vav, that it is mutter to sit and heat yourself up to the by the fireplace. Okay, so why over here it came to reading, we said you're not allowed to. He says it's different. When I'm warming myself up, I'm not sitting. I have to be careful. I don't sit down right next to the little parts that are burning on the edge in order to read. I sit at a little bit of distance, so they're not right next to me, and therefore it heats me up. When it comes to reading, that we have a problem. So when it comes to heating, we said it's mutter, because there you can sit a little further apart. So those little pots that are burning are not right next to you, and therefore we're not concerned that you might go ahead and touch it. When it comes to reading, that you don't have that solution. There are those who say that they are not so concerned. Now, the bottom line is, obviously, in our heaters, none of this is a problem because there's no turning over on any of these things. If you have a fireplace, that's one of those gas-burning, smokeless fireplace, those are not really logs, and there's nothing there to turn over. If you have a true fireplace, you have to be careful and be mishayer the situation as to what you could do, what you cannot do. Okay, says the Mechaber Sivav, although we said the analogy learn there, the children, this is an unbelievable simon, and maybe we'll question the where chinuch has come to. The children in the yeshiva, the elementary school, are allowed to use an air. What about Shemayata? Why are we not concerned? The fear of the Rebbe is on them. What does it mean? So what? They're still going to bend the candle in order to read. Let's look at this Mishnah Berurah. That the Tanoikshers are allowed to read. Why? She'emas Rabban, she'em poishtin yad l'shum davar. They will not do anything. Afilu b'choil, even during the week, LLP Rabban. If the Rebbe didn't tell them, bend the candle, they're not going to bend the candle. The Rebbe tells them, don't breathe, they're not going to breathe, right? They will not do ein poishtin yad l'shum davar, even during the week, LLP Rabban. Only if the Rebbe allows them to do it. Therefore, it's not Shayach, they're going to be Shemayata, because even inadvertently, they won't be Shemayata because their Rabbi did not tell them to do it. Even the Rabbi stepped out of the room, they're allowed to do it. The They're scared to do anything while the Rabbi's out of the room because the Rabbi might walk back into the room and catch them doing something they didn't give them permission to do. Others argue with the Raja and say, when the Rebbe's outside of the room, you don't have that much of a fear. Now we'll see shortly in in Sif Ches, that on Yom Kippur and possibly Rosh Hashanah, you can also read La'ayir there for this very, they learned it out from the same concept, because Amos Yom Adin is on you, you're not going to do something that you're not allowed to do. Let's go a little weiter. Siv Zayin Mutter Likreis B'Meh Madlikin Laranet. So you're allowed to read the Mishnah, not the Gemaras, because Gemaras they go, unless you're reading the Gemaras, they have to do with the candles. The Gemaras they go into other topics, but you're allowed to read the Mishnah of B'Meh Madlikin, which talks about what kind of candles you could use, what kind of candles you can't use, why you can't use certain candles, why you could use certain candles. Sharei Humaska is the Shabbos Eichishkach. It's like a natural. It's almost like having a reminder right there. You're not going to forget and go ahead and do something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Likras v'Madlikin, Mashma the Dafke v'Madlikin. Shasham Niske Inyane Issa Adlaka ve'Eichishkach v'Yadlik. Av Sharei the Shabbos Loi. It's this, not that you can be learning Hilchas Shabbos Bishul by a candle and you're not worried. It's specifically over here, the Mechaber tells us, by Meir Madlik, which is specifically talking about candles, what kind of candles you could use and what kind of candles you can't use, that we say that you are allowed to read Laran there. Says the Mechaber, even though we said that generally on Yontav to read Laran there can only be piyutim that are familiar to us, and the special Yontav piyutim are not familiar to us, therefore you weren't allowed to read it. But on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to. You have the ema, the fear of Yom Kippur, and therefore you're not going to become the Shemayata. Says the Mechaber Siftes, Leil Pesach Shachali is b'Shabbos. What happens if you have Pesach by night? The Seder night falls out on Shabbos. And what I got a problem. I got to read the Agada, but I can't read it lower and there. So are we allowed to do that or not? Mutter Likris Agada b'Seif. You are able to read it. Why? Mishum Dahabik and Rashi Prakim, we're going to see soon that the Rashi Prakim, meaning that the Rebbe, just to remind himself what he's allowed to do, is allowed to look in Aran there. Why? Because the main problem that Shemayat is you're going to forget. You're only going to forget when you really have to be Ma'ayin, when you have to be very much engrossed in it. But when it comes to the Agada, the Ein Amaretz Shaloite Shigur B'Piv Ksas, when it comes to the Agada, even an Amaretz is pretty familiar with the basics of the Haggadah. He doesn't need to be reminded of everything. And anybody who's gone to Siddur, right, he starts saying Masa v'lezem, he remembers the basic story, right? Or in general, he starts singing Chad Gad, most people can get most of the words right, because it's something that we are used to doing, and therefore it's not considered that you have to really be Ma'ayan, and since you don't have to be Ma'ayan so much in it, you are allowed to do a lower in there. Let's see the Mishabur. Ein Amaretz. Imhu Amaretz Shaloi Lamed Meila. What happened to somebody who just became a Baal Tshuva? He never went to a Seder his whole life. The Ein Shagar B'Fiv Klal B'Li Seder, and therefore he has no idea what's in that God. It's his first Seder ever. The Ein Loi Sham Shum Adav Shei Kshay Shei Yitin Dai Tal Av Shaloi Yat. He doesn't have a guy to appoint to that he should, right? So if he has a person to appoint, so he can just appoint the watchman. He's fine. He doesn't. He's alone. Mikol Makom Ef Shigam Kein Yesh Lahakol Shaloi Levatol Mitzvah Hagadosh Min HaTorah. Because remember, the being misaper be yitzis Mitzrayim on Pesach by night is a diraisa. I feel in the right neck name shel shem. And so obviously it would be better if he can have a person to remind him, or he can use a ner shel shaiva, right? Or he can put a candle in a glass and put a lock on it. If any one of those other eights are available to him, that would be better. But he's saying, if not, the only thing he has is a stam oil candle, which would be a shemayata problem. For him, it would be a problem because he's not familiar with the words of the Haggadah. Still, you got to remember that Tzipi Yitzis Mitzrayim is a daraisa, and here we're talking about Gzeira Derabanan of maybe shemayata. He says, he's mitzadeh that you would be able to read the Haggadah lar in there. So he says there isn't anybody that doesn't at least know some of it. Those people who come early to shul Shabbos morning and the candles from the night before are still burning. Because if a guy who does it every Shabbos, those tefillos are shagir b'piv. So once again, he's not being ma'ayin. Of a little ma'acham to go in the morning and learn something, and you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do it. Says the Mechaber Sif Yod, Harav, the Rebbe, in other words, that same Rebbe that his kids in his class are not going to do anything without his permission. Yachal Liris Laranem Ahechen Yikra. Tonight, is he able to look into the Siddur to see, remind himself where he should have the children reading from? Ulasadi Rasha Parshias to lay out which ones he wants the kids to say. Vipiv, Besefa. Vikoyre Kol Shabbat Parshas. So he looks in, he glances, but the rest he reads by heart. V'rosha Parshas Lavdafka, not only the headline, so to speak, Elakol Shiyadeya Parsha Peh, if he generally knows the Parsha that he wants the kids to read by heart. U'biktsas Tzarech Liris B'Sefer, but he has to glance in to remind himself some of the words. Shari Tzmuta Shem Acha She'enim Ha'ayim B'Sefer Tomet Islay HaKerev Lo'yosu La'atuya. Since he's not looking constantly into the Sefer, so he has a hecker that it's Shabbos, because that's why he's not looking in. He's not being ma'ayin la'aran there. And therefore, it would be mutter to do. So once again, once you're making a shinui, it's very helpful to this halacha. Okay. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud Aleph, Kelim hadoim zeh lazeh. Okay, so you want to take out dishes, clothes, right, that are very similar. But tzarech iyun lahavchin b'neihem. You have to hold them very close to the candle to really be able to tell the difference. Also, you're not to check there. If I have a beged, mine and my wife's, but they're similar enough that I can't automatically tell which one is mine, which one, we both have a jacket and they're both similar, I need to go close to the candle to be able to tell the difference. You're not allowed to do it. Also, live like you're not allowed to be beged that la'aranel. Let's see, Mishabur, v'tzarech iyun, but Rambam isn't v'tzarech iyun rav. So the Rambam doesn't just say that the kelim needs iyun, it needs iyun rav. You really have to focus to be able to tell which is the one that you want. This one is elafi nei ner shel shayva v'chelav. Then the Bi'ur Halacha says that if you have a wax candle and it's not something that needs iyun rav, once you go close to the candle, you can right away tell which is the clean one, which is the dirty one, which is the one that you want to use. Then it's okay. The lav hachiyash makilun canal b'sif kandal. There are those who make on this anyway. Okay, now. Okay, let's stop over here. And Emir Tashem, on Monday, we will finish up the siman and we will start the next siman, hopefully on Monday. Shkoyach, have a good Shabbos.